Hi guys, this is a quick boot with me and Lily Bird. Sam and Kate have done a couple of boots with Smokles, Frankles, Kendra, Cookie and Rio, and the little canary, who's actually really cute. Well, hello. Frankles. I sometimes wish I did have Frankie Bird, but, you know, based on 7 o'clock. And we're reclining the chair. A little girl is... Hello, Baba. Hello, Bab. My little girl is on the back of my chair and is fully reclined, isn't it? Hey. Hello. I'm sitting on the chair that Sam used to like near the big clock, which is currently not in operational status. Not because she's broken, but Mel has taken retirement leave for a while. Oh, bless her! You could do that better, baby. She was, she's trying... That was almost a... Wow, that was almost a... Okay, she's celebrating. I think she's just... I think she's trying to do several different new whistles that I've been trying to teach her since the last while. So, it's now 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Evening. It's very dim. 1 hour remaining from now till 8 o'clock before Amanda's Monday night mashup. Or Amanda's mashup. For those who don't know where that is, it's www.the-phoenix.net. And she will be on there at 8 p.m. UK time. As I am on 12 till 2 on a Sunday on the same station, if you guys don't know. Lily Bird does make appearances on my show occasionally. Oh, Lily, that was... I've got to teach you that. I've got to teach you that, Samson. What do you think to it, old Lily? What do you think to it, old Bab? Good girly. I'm sitting in my chair, which is the chair that Sam used to like just before she moved to 9-8, which is one of the electric recliners. I think Kate sat in this one as well. For those of you who don't know, I got a full leather sofa, which is, you know, three seat sofa, and two armchairs, all of which has reclining facilities. Both ends of the sofa recline, as do both of the chairs. And I'm sitting in the one which is, for Sam's benefit, because the lounge has not changed pretty much since Sam left. The lounge has not changed in layout at all. Everything is just where it was. Lily's cage is by the window the way it was. Whoa! I've never heard Lily do that before. That's a new... She's playing! Oh, bless her! She's never done the whole... before. That's new. She was absolutely enjoying herself there. She flew around the lounge. Look at that. Hello, Bab. Whee! She never does that normally. That is a totally new sound that I've heard Smokles do it, the whole thing. I've never heard Lily do that. That's a new one for her. Oop, I nearly broke my sofa. I nearly tipped it over. Wow, she's loving... Whoa! Uh-oh. Hang on. We're in trouble. Wait a second. Let's just rescue the Lily Bird. Where are you, Bab? She's crashed into the window. Wait a minute. Come on, Bab. That's it, good girl. You miscalculated there, didn't you? You miscalculated. You did. Whoa! There we go. She miscalculated. Hello, Winston. still running. No. You don't do what I just nearly did there. You do not sit on a fully reclined sofa and try and sit on the end of it. Otherwise, your sofa's going to kind of go tip. Which mine just did. Oh, my chair did. Whoa! Oh, yeah. That is what happens. And of course, when I sit back on it, this is what you're going to get. Yeah. That just totally went tip. That gives you an idea of how not to sit on a chair. Just do that again. Right, the sofa is now tipped forward. If I sit back on it, it will go like this. In fact, it won't recover now because you do not want to do that to your sofa. If you've got a recliner chair, if you've got a bird in trouble, well, depends on how in trouble your bird is. Lily wasn't in trouble majorly, but she did get herself in a little bit of difficulty. But if you got the chance, if you got a mechanical recliner, which these are not, you can recline them down a lot quicker. I literally jumped off this thing sidewards to go to Lily's aid. You know, that's kind of what I do with this little girl. I will not, I don't care what happens to me as long as my little birdie's all right. That's the most important thing. Because if we time this right, we're going to put the phone down by the side of the chair so you guys can hear the reclining mechanism do its thing. I'm going to start it up now. This will give you an idea how long it takes to recline this sofa down. I'm doing it now. It's now down. That could spell disaster. Now that time, a few seconds, could spell disaster if, you weren't careful. But I don't mind, if I recline it back up, coming up, right, starting now, I'm gonna bring it back, now. It's all the way back. But that takes about 10 seconds. 10 seconds for a bird could be all you need before you lose your parrot or whatever the hell. You've got to act quick enough that you think they're in trouble. You've got to act quick. And I love Lily to bits. And the last thing I want is to spend the last 10 seconds of me going like this. Bringing that chair down like that, that could be life or death. I would literally have to jump off my chair, and whether I kill myself doing it, the most important thing right now. Dang it, that's a cuckoo sausage roll bag. Oops. Yeah, quite. That is the kind of thing that I'm like that.
I would rather risk myself tippling my chair and crushing myself, which, yeah, a reclining chair is heavy, but it's not going to kill me. I would rather do that than my birdie get into trouble and, kill herself. She crashed into that window, so I reacted according to what I thought. Here she is, she's stepping up now. Good girl. You're going to go in now. You've been out for about an hour now, haven't you? Go on then. I didn't document the whole boo, but there she goes. She's back in, and she's as good as gold. Let's just put this. There we are. She's back in. I love that cage. Whee! I love that cage. I really love that cage. Because it means that I can open that top platform and let Lily out. And let her have some freedom, it's brilliant. She's been out since about six. So, she's absolutely beautiful. Thanks to Sam for